The next telex came in an hour later. The same soft sergeant tore it out of the machine and brought it to Reacher's desk. It said, "Gunshot victim previously reported was LTC Caroline C. Crawford, DOA inside POV stationary on isolated Forest Road." POV meant personally owned vehicle. DOA meant dead on arrival. LTC meant Lieutenant Colonel. All of which together added up to an issue. Very few senior officers of Reacher's acquaintance fought to the death in bars, especially not senior officers named Caroline. And even if they did, they didn't wind up inside their own private cars on remote woodland tracks. How would they? Not a bar fight. He said, "Who was she?" The sergeant said, "Sir, I don't know." Which was a case in point. A decent NCO would have detoured to a book or a phone and brought with him at least a capsule biography and a copy of current orders. Francis Nagley would have had all of that 5 minutes ago, plus a photograph, plus a lock of baby hair, if you wanted one. Reacher said, "Go find out who she was." The dispute over jurisdiction lasted longer than expected. The state cop who showed up let slip he wasn't sure if the woods were federal property. Fort Smith's acreage was, obviously. Maybe the undeveloped land all around was, too. The county guys said the road was maintained by the county. That was for sure. And the car was on the road, and the victim was in the car. The JAG lawyers said killing a federal employee was a federal crime, and a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army was assuredly a federal employee. And so on and so forth. Dark clouds gathered in the sky. More rain was on the way. The marks in the mud were about to get washed out. So, a compromise was offered. The state police would be the lead agency, but the Army would be...